Don't run, actually.
Perez lets it fly. Fastball up high, ball four. He walks in a run. Four walks in the inning by Tri Pitching. And with that bases loaded walk, Tony Kemp comes down the line and scores, and Oakland now leads it 7-0.
Jim, how many runs were you responsible for?
I mean, boy, who knew we were just getting started right there?
This is a game where you go into a store, you get into your car, you get out of the car, you go into the store, you go, how about those Tribe? And the guy goes, yeah, it's 10-0. And you're like, I left the car, and it was like 5-0. Where did this all happen? And then by the time the day ended, it was ugly, whatever you want to say. It's a baseball game that happens every once in a while, and hopefully not too often, right?
It was a football score. That would have been a decent score for football, but oof. Yeah, it does happen every once in a while. And, you know, I'm trying to remember, you know, just off the top of my head, they really haven't had one of those this year. And look, every team has the clunker. Gosh, what did Tampa Bay gave up 22 the other night? So it does happen. And I think the one thing you look at is for the Indians, they have so much young pitching. And look at the kids who were out there yesterday. They were all rookies for the most part. And have ups and downs, and yesterday they just could not throw strikes. I mean, Oakland had those 17 runs, but it wasn't as if they had 25-30 hits to get them. It was just a ton of walks in one of those days, so right. They happen.
Well, they had the whole story, and even I wasn't until I read the reports about this, about the one player, Chapman, trying to get fifth walk or something like that. I mean, being walked five times or four times in a game, and then it said here the last time a player had walked was Mark McGwire, and five times in 97. But there's a different reason why you're walking Mark McGwire back in those days than to what was happening yesterday. There was also a young pitcher who got his major league debut, and they put him in with the bases loaded. Was it a Perez, I believe? I mean,
yeah,
I thought
yeah,
to myself, right. Hey, I'm in the game, Dad, Mom. Yeah, bases loaded. Good luck, son.
Hey, beggars can't be choosers, right?
Right.
You take your major league debut and you can get it. And he's kind of a nice story. Francisco Perez is his name, a left-hander. And he did come on with the bases loaded and had a tough time. But 7 years in the Indians minor league system and really not making much progress. They signed him 7 years ago out of the Dominican Republic, and they loved his arm, but he had some injuries. He had been a starting pitcher and really hadn't shown much in terms of results. But then all of a sudden this year, he came into camp and started throwing well, and they moved him to the bullpen. And boom, everything took off, and he had tremendous numbers at the minor league level, both at AA and AAA, and that's what earned him the promotion. So I think he'll get some other opportunities. Yesterday was a tough situation, and he didn't throw well, but I think they want to see a little bit more of him and see what they have.
All right, so we put this one away. It's only one game, regardless of how many runs you score. You can only beat us once. It only counts as one in that. Is Detroit a salve? Is that going to Detroit now, or are we going to get tripped? Because somehow we have playing Detroit, we kind of have a good side on that. What do we expect for this weekend series?
That's been an elixir for the Indians for many years now, playing the Tigers. But the Tigers have definitely turned the corner in terms of their rebuild. They're a better ball club now. They're playing better baseball. And in fact, last weekend they were, they were right on the Indians' heels in terms of standings. They were just a game and a half back. So it's a team to, I think, be concerned about. And then the other thing here this weekend, Bruce, Miguel Cabrera has a chance to hit his 500th home run. And that's exciting. I mean, it's not often you get to be a part of baseball history, and obviously the Indians are going to try and prevent him from doing that. But it'll be exciting just the same. Like, every one of his at-bats, whether he does it or not, will be really neat, and that'll be a lot of fun. So that's just kind of an extra thing for this weekend, but we'll see if the Indians can continue their dominance over Detroit.
Yeah, it's on the road to Detroit and then to Minnesota. My only question is, I see on the big Indians' big calendar this year, the big blue block on my schedule is the LA Angels. It's a Sunday night game. Are we ready for this? Are we going to kind of get our uniforms pressed and ready and get our pitchers ready and show the world what we got?
Well, that's the Little League game.
Oh.
They're going to play. The reason that's a blue block is
it's
a home game for the Indians, but it's not going to be in Cleveland. I don't know if you had a chance to watch a little bit last night, but Major League Baseball every year does a couple of games at unique venues. And last night they did the Field of Dreams game at the site where the movie was filmed out in Iowa. And it really was, what a game. The White Sox won it in a walk-off over the Yankees. But they built a ballpark in the cornfield, and the home runs were going into the corn. It was really neat. So the Indians will be a part of one of those on the 22nd. When they play the Angels in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, home of the Little League World Series. Now, they won't play it on the Little League World Series field because then they probably would hit 29 home runs.
Okay.
But, they have a minor league park right next door, and they'll play it there. But it's during the Little League World Series. The players from both teams will have a chance to interact with a lot of the kids who are on the teams, and it's a great, great event. They've been doing it for several years, and the Indians were chosen to play the Angels this year, and that should be fun.
All right, sounds good. Well, Jim, we appreciate your time. Thanks for adjusting your schedule for us. Just like the Indians, you had no power yesterday either, right? Is that how I just – sorry, I didn't
Now, wait a minute. I was completely different circumstances. Oh, right. But if you want to frame it like that was clever.
That's a good enough for that. Okay, Jim, well, we're going to have a good weekend, hopefully, against Detroit. We look forward to our talk next Thursday. Appreciate your time.
Okay.
Thanks,
Bruce. See ya.
Thanks.